读经的经文是在启示录一章五到十一节。
We can find the scriptures in the book of Revelations.
是在教会圣经新约第四百三十二页。
Chapter 1 verses 5 through 11. You can find it in the church's Bible, the New Testament, page 432.
下面由我来读。并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。看哪，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的。阿们。父神说，我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如号角说，你所看见的当写在书上，打与以弗所、施美拿、别加摩、推雅推拉、撒迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。今天的讲员是林牧师，题目是主必再来。
So today's speaker is Pastor Lin, and the topic will be on the Lord who is coming again.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
你们这今天要释放的信息是什么？
What is the message that I'm going to give today?
怎么都没有声音呢？
Why is it so quiet?
大家来呢？在临的主、
The Lord who is coming again.
我们一起来读这个经文。
Let's read this verse together.
来，看了。连刺他的人也都要看见他，地上万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的。阿们。耶稣再来的哈，大概是这个画家的一个构想哈。
This is the artist's rendition of how Jesus is coming again.
耶稣再来，这是一个一定会发生的一个事实。
So Jesus is coming again is something that surely will happen.
但耶稣再来的时候呢，你不知道他什么时候来。
But you don't know when that's going to happen.
所以基督徒来讲，你要把自己准备好。
So for Christians, you really have to be ready all the time.
但是耶稣再来会发生两件事情。
Two things are going to happen when Jesus comes again.
你刚刚看那个图啊，有的人被提到空中。
So in the pictures we saw just now, we see that some people are actually lifted to the air.
那有的人就没有被提。
Some did not get raptured.
你们还记得我曾经讲过说，牧师牧会的牧会最高的目的是什么？
Have you remember what I have told you before, that the highest goal of a pastor who pastors a church?
你们还知道吗？
Do you remember?
谁告诉我呢？
Who can tell me?
牧师牧会的最高目的是什么？
What is the final goal, the highest goal of a pastor pastoring a church?
啊？好。我欠你一个书签哈。
Okay, good job. I owe you a bookmark.
就是
So to increase people who are saved.
就是我们这里所有的弟兄姐妹，包括慕道的朋友，有一天耶稣再来的时候，你是在天上。
As that I hope that one day everybody in this church, including those who are still seeking right now, one day when Jesus comes again, we will all be in the air.
那如果说有一个牧师他牧会有一千人。
So if in the church there's 1,000 people in the congregation.
到天上了不到200人。
But then in the heaven, not even 200 of those are in heaven.
那心情真的太沉重。
Then I'll be in a very bad mood.
所以为什么牧会的时候很拼命，
就是要把有一天所有弟兄姐妹你都能在天上。
So that's why I was really worked really hard because I really hope one day I will see everybody in heaven.
但对那些不信的人，他们当然不会被提。
For those who do not believe in Jesus, they will not get raptured.
好的，好，这里要讲到说，救主耶稣哈，这个。基督复活呢，所以我们永远也活着。
So here is talking about when Jesus resurrected, we are gonna live forever.
那这里要讲到说，救主降世救人的一个见证哈。
So here is talking about witness for Jesus' saving.
他第一句话说，并那诚实做见证。
And here the first word says that the faithful witness.
这个是这句话就是说，耶稣降世为罪人定死。流宝血洗净赦免人的罪，这是一个事实。
So here is talking about a fact that Jesus actually came to this world to shed his blood for the sinners and to save the sinners from their sins. This is a fact.
很多人哦，都不知道一件事情。
So the one thing that many people did not recognize.
因为信耶稣最重要就是要救你的灵魂。
To believe in Jesus is actually to have your soul saved.
但很多人没有信耶稣，他的灵魂是死的。
So for many people who do not believe in Jesus, their souls are dead.
当他信耶稣那一天，领受所赐的圣灵的时候，他灵魂活过来。
The day that the person receives Jesus Christ and receives the Holy Spirit, his soul revived.
那上帝开始借着圣灵住在这个人的里面。
So our God actually began to live in this person through Holy Spirit's indwelling.
So 这个人就活了。
So this person is alive again.
这个人就是创世纪所说的有灵的活人。
So this is what in the book of Genesis said that this person is a person of spirit.
这就是牧师牧会的目的，探访你的目的。
So he becomes a living person, and this is my goal of visiting people in their homes.
我们知道诚实这个意思就是阿门的意思。
So when you talk about faithful or honest, that means amen.
就是实实在在。
That means that's a fact, it's true.
诚心所愿哈。
Like amen.
所以当我有一个人有一个弟兄祷告你阿们，你表示说你认同他的祷告。
So when the brother prays and you say amen, that means that you are in agreement with the person.
那我们要做一个尽一个真实基督徒的本分。
So what does it mean that to be a true Christian?
我们要做一个忠心的管家在神的教会里面。
We need to be a faithful servant in church.
我们才能够做见证，做见为主做见证。
So that we can be witness for God.
但做见证原文有意思，就是殉道的意思。
So the witness itself in English actually has the meaning of being a martyr.
在几个月前在这个伊拉克跟叙利亚这个边界。
So a few months ago in the border between Iraq and Syria.
那个 ISIS 到一个基督徒的这个村庄。
So ISIS went to a Christian village.
他说，你否认耶稣，我就放你一条命。
They said that if you deny Jesus, then we'll let you live.
他说 ，No, 我不否认，我要承认耶稣是我的主。
So the person says that no, I do not deny Jesus. I have to acknowledge Jesus being our Lord.
所以那些基督徒就被杀了。
So these Christians are killed.
我相信有一天神一定会替他们伸冤。
So I know one day, God will save these people.
这些人是至死忠心。
Because these people, they're faithful until their death.
ISIS 杀他的肉体，可是不能杀他的灵魂，因为这些人灵魂是有永生的。
So ISIS can kill their physical body, but they cannot kill their souls because their souls are forever.
那耶稣再来，他们会复活。
So when Jesus comes again, these people will resurrect.
他说耶稣是首先复活的。
Here says that Jesus is the firstborn in resurrection.
也就是在这个地球上耶稣是第一个从死里复活的。
That means that on this earth, Jesus is the first person who resurrected.
然后后面的这些我们信耶稣的人是按照次序来复活。
And the people who came after him, came in order to resurrect.
这个复活有两个意思。
So resurrection has two meanings.
耶稣不是说吗？凡信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Jesus said that whoever believes in me, although they die, but they resurrect.
就是你信耶稣，领受圣灵那天，你的灵魂活过来。
That means that on the day that you accept Jesus Christ, your soul revives.
你已经有永生，永远活着。
You already have eternal life. You will live forever.
所以耶稣说，凡活着信我的人，永远不死。
That's why Jesus said that if you believe in me when you are living, you will never die.
他问马大、玛利亚，你信这个话吗？
He asks Mary and and Martha, do you believe in this word?
所以啊，我们很感谢主。
So we praise the Lord.
我们现在是一个有灵的活人。
We are a living person.
那耶稣再来，我们身体要复活。
When Jesus comes again, our body will resurrect.
所以在耶稣再来的时候，会发生一件很奇妙的事情。
So when Jesus comes again, something interesting will happen.
就是那些在坟墓里的基督徒复活了。
That means that Christians who are in graves, they will resurrect.
耶稣给他们一个新的身体。
And Jesus will give them a new body.
是不会死的，不会朽坏的，是强壮的，是属天的。
The body will not die. It's strong. It will not decay, and it's forever.
那耶稣是世上君王哈，元首的基督哈。
So Jesus is the ruler of all kings.
哥罗西书第二章说他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
And he said the book of Corinthians is Colossians. It says that he is the king of all rulers.
这个世界上，不管你是总统、是首相、国王，或者是你是主席或者总书记，不管你是谁。
So that means that no matter on this earth, if you are the president, the chairman, the prime minister, whoever you are,
他们都是耶稣的用人。
They are still servants of Jesus.
所以，在但以理书说。神要兴起哪个国，要让哪一个人做国家元首就做元首，要把那个人拿掉就拿掉了。
Therefore, in the book of Daniel, it says that whoever God is going to rise to be the king, he will be. If God wants to take him down from the kingdom, he will be also.
当有天耶稣再来，就是世界末日。
So when the day Jesus comes again, this is the end of the world.
好，您看哈，这里有。有讲到说，没有看到啊。来，我们来看读下来。第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：“世上的国成了我主和基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。”
啊，当世界末日的时候，就现在现在联合国统计说，这个世界现在有将近200个国家。
So that verse we just read was about the end of the earth. And then now in the United Nations, according to statistics, survey, there's about 200 countries in this world.
但是到了那时候都不见了。
However, at that time, all these countries don't matter anymore.
只剩下一个国家叫天国。
There's only one kingdom, one country, that's a heavenly kingdom.
是属天的，是属灵的。
It's heavenly, it's spiritual.
他说呢，耶稣来说有恩惠平安归于你们，
有恩惠平安归于你们。
So at that time, there's grace and peace be with you.
是先有恩惠后才有平安。
So you receive grace first, and then you receive peace.
很多人不知道，没有上帝的恩典，你就不可能有平安。
Because if it were not because of God's grace, you will not be able to receive peace.
如果没有耶稣为罪人死，流血赦免罪人的罪，你就不会有平安。
If it were not because of Jesus' death on the cross and his shedding of blood for your sins, you will not be able to receive peace.
如果没有圣灵住在你里面重生，你也不可能有平安。
If it were not for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you will not have peace.
如果没有耶稣24小时与你同在。你也不会有平安。
If Jesus is not with you 24 hours a day, then you will not have peace either.
所以耶稣他可以说谎，老虎担重担的可以到我这里来。
Therefore, Jesus said that whoever is weary and heavy burdened can come to me.
所以你接受耶稣的恩典，你才有平安。
So you have to receive His grace first, and then you receive peace.
所以这个平安是不受环境影响。
Therefore, this peace is not affected by the circumstances.
你看保罗在这个腓立比坐牢的时候，他还可以唱诗歌。
So when Paul is imprisoned, he could still sing praises.
也不受任何人的影响。
And it's not affected by people around you.
我记得我在1974年的3月到7月。
I remember in the 1974, between March and April.
我是开拓我自己开拓的第一个教会。
I planted a church. That was my the first church that I planted.
我口袋一毛钱都没有。
I had not even 1 cent in my pocket.
我也不晓得晚餐在哪。
I don't even know where my next meal will be.
我这样过了四个月。
And I lived like that for 4 months.
可是我每天都很喜乐。
But every day I was joyful.
唱诗歌，吹口哨。
I sing praises. I could even whistle.
所以越唱声音越大声。
And the more I sing, the louder I become.
耶稣说什么？
And what did Jesus say?
他说来，来我们来读来。我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
So Jesus said that I've said these things to you, and in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
所以我们感谢主，我们有平安。你看啊，这个他要耶稣来，那么有号筒末次吹响，那么那些在坟墓里的基督徒要从死里复活。 OK、哦、他爱我们、啊、用自己的血使我们脱离、啊、这个罪恶。
So he loves us, he uses the blood to help us to be saved from sins.
那个爱那个字、哦、我们中文都没有过去式、现在式、未来式，但是希腊文跟英文是有的。
So in Chinese grammar there's no tense. However in English and Greek there's tense.
那个爱那个字啊，就是现在式。
So the love here is being used is a present tense.
比如说他今天爱你。
That means that he loves you today.
到了明天对你来说还是现在。
For in terms of tomorrow, for him is still now.
我们的主的爱不是过去他爱。
So God's love is not just a love from the past.
他也不是说未来要爱。
And it's not also is not just love from the future.
就是现在。
It's right now.
现在是11:52他爱你。
Now it's 11:52 in the morning, he loves you.
等一等你去吃饭他爱你。
In a few hours, if you have lunch, at that point, he loves you too.
如果一个弟兄跟一个姐妹求婚。
If a brother proposes to a sister.
他用这节经文说。
He uses this verse to tell her.
耶稣现在爱你，我也现在爱你，直到永远。
God loves you now. I love you now too. He loves you forever. I love you forever as well.
那这个姐妹一定会答应嫁给你。
I know this sister will accept the proposal.
所以啊，你不会应用圣经。
So you have to know how to use Bible verses.
所以这是我们很感谢主的。
So this is also one thing that we want to thank God for.
摩西问上帝说：“你叫什么名字啊？”
So Moses asked God, "What's your name?"
他说：“我是。”自有拥有。
And he says that I am who I am.
其实英文是 I am who I am, 就是我永远都是对你来讲都是现在。
So then English it says I am who I am. That means that to you I am your present.
我们感谢赞美主，他救我们脱离罪恶。
We praise the Lord because he saves us from our sins.
我们信耶稣以后，罪的问题解决了。
So after we accept Jesus Christ, the problem of our sins is solved.
我们过去的老脾气、老个性、老我，通通都解决。
So it took care of our old self.
我们成为新造的人。
We became a new creation.
所以我们不再被我们过去的那个老我的个性、脾气所控制。
Therefore, we should not be controlled still by our old self.
我们是被圣灵所控制。
We are controlled now by the Holy Spirit.
那么，罗马书告诉我们，圣灵是生命平安。
In the book of Romans tells us that the Holy Spirit is love, is peace.
所以我们能结圣灵的果子。
It's life, is peace. So that we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit with us.
当你要发脾气的时候，圣灵就给你结那个忍耐的果子。
And when you're about to have a bad temper, the Holy Spirit will give you the fruit of Holy Spirit, which is patience.
当你要忧愁的时候，他就给你结喜乐的。
When you're about to be saddened, the Holy Spirit will give you the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is joy.
当你的心灵脆弱的时候， 他就给你解心灵刚强的果子。
When you're so fragile, the Holy Spirit will strengthen you.
所以有一次人，有一个人问我说，信耶稣跟不信耶稣有什么不同？
The one time a person asked me, what's the difference between a Christian and a person who does not believe in Jesus?
我告诉他说，我们信耶稣有圣灵在管理控制。
I told him that because for Christians, we have Holy Spirit indwelling and he controls us.
所以我们要什么就会有什么。
So whatever we ask for, we'll have, we'll get it.
他使我们成为天国的国民啊！
He made us become citizens of the
heavenly kingdom. 这里有个又使这个字哈，这个我们解释这个圣经意思说，他的爱，耶稣的爱为我们做了两件事情。
So here it says that he made us also. That means that Jesus' death accomplishes two things.
第一个是他解决了我们罪的问题。
For one, he solved the problems of our sins.
我们都了解我们的个性脾气常常让跟我们相处的人很受不了。
We know that our tempers, our bad habits will actually offend people around us.
我在教会看到很多人被耶稣改变。
In church, we see that many, many people are transformed by Jesus.
他们的问题解决了。
Their problems are solved.
我这次两个礼拜不在，其实就是去做婚姻辅导。
In the past 2 weeks, I have done marriage counseling, premarital counseling.
我带那夫妻跪下来认罪悔改。
So I led the couple to kneel down and then they confess their sins.
我看他们牵着手出去的时候，哎，真是太美了。
And then when I saw them left hand in hand, and I was very satisfied.
他们来找我还彼此在吵架。
So because when they came to me, in the beginning, they were still fighting.
圣灵在他们里面做工。
And I knew that the Holy Spirit was working in them.
主的爱为我们做第二件事情。
And then God's love did the second thing for us.
我们与神和好。
We can be reconciled with God.
我们成为他的儿女。
We can become his children.
所以我们承受神的产业。
Therefore, we can take over his inheritance.
神一切丰富都赐给我们。
So all the abundance God gave to us.
所以我们不但灵性丰富。
Not only are we abundant in our spirit.
我们在一切的需要上都不会缺乏。
In everything that we need, we'll never lack.
他又使我们成为国民。
He also makes us citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
这是天国的国民哈。
This is a citizen of the heavenly kingdom.
那么他，好，我们来读一下来。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属上帝的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美。你看，我们被上帝从地球60亿人口来拣选我们。
So here, because here it says, but you are chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, the people of his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. We know that in, there's many, many people in this world. But then we are given the position of a royal priesthood. Therefore, we need to give offering.
你的祷告，你的赞美是献祭。
So your prayer and your praises are offerings.
你的服事是献祭。
Your service to God is your offering.
你的奉献是献祭。
And your monetary offering is also offering.
你去关怀弟兄姐妹，这都是在为主献上活祭。
So to care for other brothers and sisters, same way, and this is really just offering yourself as a living sacrifice.
它使我们成为天国的国民，另外一个意思就是。我们的神他可以掌管我这个人。
So another meaning of being the citizen of the heavenly kingdom means that our life is controlled by God.
马太福音6:33说，你们先求神的国神的义，这些东西都要加给你。
So the book of Matthew tells us that to seek him first, the kingdom of God, and all these are going to be given unto you.
神的国是什么意思？神的国是什么意思？
So what does it mean by heavenly kingdom or God's kingdom?
就是上帝可以控制管理我这个人。
That means that God can manage you, can control you.
所以一个有上帝管理的人，他不会做令人想不到可怕的事情。
So a person who is managed or under God's reign, then this person will not do something that's so the bad to others.
一个没有上帝控制管理的人，就好像一部车子，他没有刹车。
So if a person was not managed by God, this person is just like a car who was not driven by a person.
我们有这里一个台湾人开的修车厂，他告诉我，他的生意最好就是换刹车皮。
So I know of a person who is from Taiwan. He has a car repair shop, and he said that the most problems that people brought the car in was because of the brakes.
我们知道在伊萨克开车好像云霄飞车一样，你没有经验啊，忽然高忽然低哈哦。
So we know that driving Ithaca is not easy. It's like driving a roller coaster, because all the hills.
但是感谢主。我们有刹车皮，所以非常的安全。
We praise the Lord because we have brakes in our car, so it's safe to drive.
我们好高兴让神来管理我们。
So we should be happy that God is managing, is controlling our lives.
我们自己安全，别人也安全。
So we can be safe, and we can be safe.
做他父神的祭司。
So he become the priest of his God and his Father.
我们知道哦，只要你受洗成为祭，你就是祭司。
We know that if you are a Christian who is baptized, you're already a priest.
并不是像天主教所说的，只有神父才是祭司。
So it's not like in the Catholic environment where only the father is the priest.
我以前我有一些这个亲戚跟我的同学说叫我神父。
So there are before some of my friends and my relatives actually call me father.
然后我脸上一点笑容都没有。
However, I did not have a smile on my face.
我说神父可以结婚吗
？I said, well, can a father get married?
我不是神，我是牧师，我是 pastor， 不是神父。
So I'm not a Catholic father. I am a pastor.
我告诉你，不是只有牧师是祭司，每一个弟兄姐妹你都是祭司。
I also want to tell you that not only are pastors priests, all of you guys are priests.
所以我们现在呢，有两个身份。
Therefore, you know that you have two identities.
有一天，我们要与耶稣一同坐在天上。
One day, we're going to reign together with Jesus in heaven.
但是我们现在是他的仆人。
However, right now, we're his servant.
所以我们这里来看到，他说：“但愿荣耀，荣耀，尊贵 ，OK， 直到永远，归给他。”
So here it says that to him be the glory and the power.
就是凡有气息的人有呼吸的人他都要把荣耀归给神。
That means that whoever has breath will give glory to God.
因为他为我们做了很多的事。
Because of what he has done for us.
他拯救我们。
He saved us.
他是一切需要平安生命的源头。
He is the source of all needs.
他也是能力的源头。
He is also the source of all power.
他的残酷高深的爱让我们享用不尽。
His the depth and the width of his love is limitless.
所以我们乐意把荣耀、全能、颂赞都归给我们的主。
Therefore, we are willing to give all glories, all power, and all praises to him.
你看到没有？是这里是说预测啊。有部电影你们看过没有？就是讲到耶稣在那个叫做 Walk， 那个英文叫什么？我不知道啊，你们有看过那个电影吗？这里就是，他是假设说，在纽约下班了，突然耶稣来了，这话了，有一些人就突然不见了，是这个样子啊。
A movie was made actually quoting talking about the end times. There's a name to it. I think it's called the end times. And then I'm talking about like you know the setting is in New York City, and then the one day after work, and then you see that actually half of the population is gone.
以前我在台湾的时候听到这个联合航空公司这么说。
So that was talking about when people are raptured and when Jesus comes again. I heard of a person who is working at the United Airlines.
他说那个驾驶员不能两个都基督徒，你知道为什么？
And then he said that well, they cannot put two Christians. Pilots in the airplane.
如果两个都基督徒，糟糕了，这被提了，这个飞机没有人开了，糟糕。
So he said that because if when Jesus comes at that point and then both Christians are raptured, then nobody's going to drive the plane.
你知道我有一天做一个很好笑的梦。
So also one day I had a funny dream.
梦见说有一架飞机两个驾驶员突然间都晕倒。
I dream about I was in the airplane and then the two pilots in the airplane both fainted.
然后安全的把这架飞机我去驾驶这个飞机降落。
And then I ended up steering the airplane and then I landed safely.
原来我是在做梦。
And then I was just dreaming.
所以我们很感谢赞美我们的主。
So I praise and then I thank our Lord.
所以这个是在提醒我们说耶稣第二次再来。这是一定会发生的。
So that reminds us that Jesus' second coming will for sure be happening.
那些没有信耶稣的人要把握这个人还活着的时候。
So for those who do not believe in Jesus yet, really need to grasp the opportunity when you're still alive.
要把握耶稣还没有来的时候。
To make sure that you before Jesus comes again.
当一个人他肉体死亡的时候。
And then you get to know God. Because when your body dies,
他就没有机会信耶稣了。
You really don't have a chance to get to know Jesus.
当耶稣再来的时候，那些人没有信耶稣，他也没有机会。
When Jesus comes again, for those who are still living, but still do not believe in Jesus, they don't have a chance either.
所以保罗他说，他在哥林多前书第九章说，我无论如何总要救一些人。
That's why Paul in the First Corinthians, he said that no matter what I do, I have to save some people.
所以教会有两个功能。
Therefore, we know that church has two functions.
对已信主的人，要帮助他灵命增长。
For Christians, the church has to help the growth of the Christian spiritual progress.
对没有信主的人讲，要使这个教会得救的人数增加。
For non-believers, the church has to help. Those non-believers to believe in Jesus to increase the number of believers in church.
他降临降临。
So Jesus come in the cloud.
在使徒行传第一章十一节说，耶稣被一朵云彩接到天上去。
So in the book of Acts, we know that Jesus ascended to the heaven in the cloud.
那么天使说加利利人啊，天使是。对这些门徒说加利利人啊。
So the angel says to the disciples said that the people of Galilee.
你为什么举目望天呢？
Why do you look up in the heaven?
你见耶稣怎么被接升天？他有一天也要怎样降临在？
You see how Jesus ascended to heaven, he will come again the same fashion.
他是分两个阶段啊。
So there's two steps.
第一个就是说只有基督徒能够看到知道。
He says that the first thing is about that only Jesus can get to see and get to know.
就是教会被提的，圣徒被提。
That means the church and the disciples are raptured.
所以他，我们再跟他下来这个犹大书十四节，他千万圣徒降临要审判这个世界。
And then all the saints and Jesus will come again and judge the world.
所以神愿意万人得救，不要一个人灭亡。
That's why God wants everybody to be saved. He doesn't want one person to be left alone.
所以这就是说，我们为什么不断要邀请人来到教会。
And that's why we are really fervent in inviting people to our church.
以前我在牧会，我要求所有受洗的人。
So before in my previous churches, I asked all those who were baptized.
一定要参加礼拜五的小组查经。
I have to attend Bible studies on Fridays.
因为有两个目的。
There's two purposes.
一个是在神的话语上得到造就。
For one, they can be strengthened in God's words.
另一个就是教会生活。
And then the second aspect of that is to have a church life.
你跟弟兄姐妹要有互动，彼此来往，团契。
And therefore, we call it fellowship because you have to have interactions.
不然你很容易软弱，很容易离开教会。
Otherwise, it's really easy for you to just stray away and then to become weak.
所以在北美，很多的教会礼拜五都有小组查经。
Therefore, in North America, we know that many churches will have fellowship meetings on Friday nights.
然后一个月有一次没有查经，就是在一个家庭聚会 potluck。
And once a month, we may have gatherings at someone's house to have a potluck.
邀请那个社区没有信主的华人来参加这个家庭聚会 potluck.
At the same time, during the potluck, you can invite other non-believers in the community to join.
这些人因此就进入教会。
So those who did not have a chance to go to fellowship will have a chance, and then they can through that opportunity to be familiar with the church.
他说地上万族要因为他哀哭。
And then all peoples on earth will mourn for him.
Okay, right. 这里有讲到说，所有的全世界人的眼睛都会看见耶稣降临。
Here it says that all people will see the second coming of Jesus.
这里讲到地上万族是讲到说以色列的宗族派，还有世界上的万国万民，凡是拒绝耶稣做救主的，都是因为要审判，那哀哭，那时候要后悔说我要受洗已经来不及了。
So all people on earth, including all tribes of Israel and all nations, all peoples, whoever actually rejects Jesus to be their savior, at that point they are going to receive judgment and they're going to perish.
他说连刺他的人都要看见耶稣。
So at that point, if they regret the fact that they haven't received Jesus, it was already too late. And at the same time, it says that even those who pierce Jesus will get to see that too.
当时呢，是犹太人把耶稣交给比拉多。
When Jesus was being persecuted, it was Jewish people who gave him to Pontius Pilate.
然后罗马兵丁。来刺耶稣的肋旁。
And the Roman soldiers actually pierced his side.
所以当年那些刺他的犹太人跟后来的罗马人都要看见耶稣的降临。
So we know that the Jewish people and also the Roman soldiers will see Jesus' second coming.
那么使徒约翰说这话是真的，阿们。
And the Apostle John says that this is true, amen.
这个事情一定会发生。
He said that this will surely happen.
所以我不是讲嘛，耶稣来对基督徒是好消息。
So we know that Jesus' second coming is good news for Christians.
但对未信的人，它是坏消息。
However, it's bad news for those who do not know Jesus.
因为他们要灭亡，所以他们哀哭。
Because they will perish, therefore they mourn.
好，我们来看，这里讲说我们的主是开始，是结束。
And here it says that our Lord is the beginning and the end.
主神说，这个主神说是掌管宇宙万物的耶和华神。
So this Lord God says something, and this is Lord God is the God that controls everything in this universe.
他说我是阿拉法。
He says that I am the Alpha.
那个希腊文呢，24个字母里面的第一个字是阿拉，这个是阿拉法。
So Alpha is written this way, and that's the first letter in the Greek alphabet.
那么 Omega 哈，就是希腊文24个字第一个跟最后一个字母。
So Omega is the last letter. So the Alpha and Omega is the first and the last letter in the Greek alphabet.
你们有没有人代表那个牌子叫 Omega 的吗？有一种手表叫 Omega 有没有？
So the brand name for a watch is called Omega. Anybody has a watch like that?
哎，我要开一个表厂，我要用一个手表叫做 Alpha.
However, I think I'm gonna start a name brand called Alpha for a watch.
这里就告诉我们说，我们的神是万有的源头。
So here it says that our God is the source of everything.
一切万有是由他来开始。
So everything started from him.
但是由他来结束。
But everything also will complete by him.
你有没有听过？我们常常会讲一个人说：“啊，这个人做事是什么虎头什么？”就是这个人做事啊，有头无尾，对不对
？So we in Chinese idiom will say that somebody does something that's not really responsible. They'll say this person start like a tiger but finish like a snake. That means that this person doesn't really complete the job.
很多男女爱情也是这样啊。
Many love stories happens to be this way too.
一开始都海枯石烂。
So in the beginning, people made very many vows.
都讲得很好听。
They say all these nice words.
我永不离开你。
They said I'll love you forever.
结果结婚的时候，新娘是另外一个人。
However, when they get married, the bride is someone else.
我跟你讲，我们做任何事情，在耶稣基督里面做事。是有头有尾。
However, I want to remind you that if you do anything in Christ, you want to make sure that you have a beginning and a good ending.
直到我们把一个事情完成。
You have to complete the whole job.
但常常很多人做事做到一半就放弃了。
We can see that many people actually give up in the middle of the project.
所以诗篇三十七篇第五节这样子说。
Therefore, in the book of Psalms, 37:5,
他说：“当将你的事啊交托他，并依靠他，他就必成全。”
So you give everything, lift everything up to him, so that he will complete it for you.
所以在这里我们学习到一个功课。
And then this is also a lesson that we can learn.
不管你做什么事情
，whatever you do，
你祷告清楚以后
，you pray first。
你确定这是从神的。
Be sure that this is what God wants you to do.
你就有头有尾把一件事情做。
And then you make sure that you begin it, you start it, and you finish it.
主与你同在。
God will be with you.
主与你同工。
God will work with you.
无论什么困难，他帮你排除。
Any obstacles, He will take away for you.
有一项这个调查。
I've seen a survey.
是对美国500个 CEO 做调查。
And it's a survey of 500 CEOs in the U.S.
他说他发现 CEO 里面的基督徒的比例。
And then the survey reveals that the percentage of Christians among all the CEOs.
大概不是很高，大概10%-20%。
So it's between 10% and 20%.
他就研究说这些企业的成功。
So then they are studying about the factors that makes success.
就是这些 CEO 坚持要把一个计划、一个方案做完。
They found out that for those CEOs who were successful, they actually begin a project and finish the project.
因为这些人知道，我靠着上帝，阿拉法，我靠着上帝 ，Omega， 有头有尾。
Because these Christian CEOs knows that they have a Lord who is Alpha and a Lord who is Omega.
所以我要祝福你们这里读 PhD 的，开始到结束，你依靠神。
Therefore, now I would also like to bless those who are studying in the PhD program, that in the beginning and the end, be with the Lord.
我们来读一下这个，来，是昔在，来一起来，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者，这是我们的神。OK.
So here it says about the Lord God.Who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
这是耶稣驾临降临的情形。耶稣驾临的降临情形。
This is what it might be like when Jesus comes again in cloud.
好，他说呢，这里说我约翰啊，曾为主受难啊。
So here, the Bible says that I, John, have suffered for the Lord.
我约翰是你们的弟兄。
And I'm your brother.
他是什么呢？他说我约翰在受苦上是你们的同伴。
And here says that I am your companion in the suffering.
弟兄姐妹，你们为主受苦。
So brothers and sisters, if you suffer for the Lord,
我也为主受苦。
And I also suffer for the Lord.
而且你知道约翰是使徒。
You know, John is an apostle.
但他非常谦卑。
But he's very humble.
他没有说我是使徒哦。
He said, well, look, I'm the apostle.
你们要尊敬我。
You have to respect me.
他没有这样。
He didn't say that.
我约翰是你们的弟兄。
So I, John, a brother.
他是非常的谦卑啊。
He's very humble.
你看，保罗他看到一个异象。
Paul, he has a vision.
他看到什么？他到了三层天。
He went to, up to the third heaven.
但是他很谦卑。
But he's also very humble.
他说：“这个主耶稣怕他太骄傲，所以给他一根刺。”
So he said that Lord did not want him to be so proud, so that he actually had a thorn.
你们有没有听过基督徒讲过一句话叫“属灵的骄傲”？有没有这句话
？Have you ever heard of somebody talking about spiritual pride?
你有没有觉得很矛盾
？Do you think that it sounds kind of
属灵就不骄傲啊，骄傲就不属灵啊，对不对？所以不管是哪一个牧师发明这个名词啊，怎么属灵的骄傲呢？
It's very odd because if you're spiritual, you shouldn't be proud. If you're proud, you're not spiritual. But how do you say spiritual pride?
属灵的人是很谦卑。
Because if you're spiritual, you really should be humble.
他说我一同有份，就是我在受苦上是跟你们一同有份吗
？But then the apostle John says that I am the companion, your companion in the suffering.
我们为真理受苦。
Because you suffer for the truth.
哦，不一定是坐牢，或者是
So it doesn't have to be as serious as much as being imprisoned or to be martyred.
可能你不愿意同流合污，所以你被排斥。
Even if you just don't want to be part of the mainstream, or you're rejected by the center circle.
可能你没有办法
升官。
Or you are refused by with promotion.
有一年我们到一个乡下去布道。
One year I went to a countryside village to do an evangelical meeting.
我们去宣教遇到一个警察。
And on the way there, we met a police person.
他原来在台北市的一个很热闹的地方当警察。
And this person used to be working in Taipei, which is the capital of Taiwan.
但是他不愿意收红包。
But he does not like to receive bribery.
我不知道大陆是不是也讲八大行业，就是那些不好的色情行业。
大陆啊。
台湾叫八大行业，就是色情行业。
Also, in Taiwan, there's like eight industries which are not highly respected, and these are industries that has to do with sexual trades and things like that.
他的主管觉得你在这里挡了我们的财路。
So his supervisors thought that he did not receive bribery, and then therefore kind of reduce their income that way.
就把他调到三千公尺的大雪山森林。
So the supervisor actually took him away and transferred him to somewhere else, somewhere high in the mountain.
他天天就看那些树。
So in the mountain, there's a police person been looking at trees.
伊萨卡也很多的树哈。
Same thing like how we are doing here in Ithaca.
他说感谢主，我更有更多的时间读经灵修祷告。
And this person said that, well, I praise the Lord because now I have more time to read the Bible and to pray.
还有薪水里。
And I'm even paid to do that.
然后那些树以我为伍啊。
And then all these trees are my friends.
他就是这样，这个叫做为主受。
So that means that he was suffering for the Lord.
好，我们来读这个来。不但如此，来一再来。不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里尽全度日的，也要受逼迫。
So.So here that whoever, even those who are dedicated to the Lord, they will be persecuted also.
所以一个基督徒他是凭圣灵行事，不凭血气。
So we know that a Christian has to go and work and act according to the Holy Spirit, not according to his flesh.
大概你们都有听过意气用事，有没有？
So we heard about doing things in flesh.
最近这个台湾新当选的总统是抗难而毕业。
We know that the newly president-elect in Taiwan is a graduate from Cornell University.
台湾两个总统都抗难而毕业。
So there now has been two presidents in Taiwan who were graduates from Cornell.
我不是抗难而毕业，所以我不可能当总统啊。
So I'm not graduate of Cornell, so it's not possible for me to be a president.
他讲过一句话。
So the president-elect says something.
是一个牧师跟他说的。
And this is something that actually a pastor has said to her.
他说你做总统。
She said that the pastor said to her that now you're going to be a president.
你生气的时候不要做决定。
When you are angry, do not make a decision at that point.
不要凭血气行事。
Because do not act according to your flesh.
你要让神来管理你。
You have to be controlled by God.
凭圣灵行事。
To act according to the Holy Spirit.
好，约翰他说为神的道，并为给耶稣做见证。
So here John said that because of God's word and also to be a witness for Jesus.
这里面就是说我这遵守是什么意思啊？
To obey, what does that mean?
就是我知道圣经神的话。
That means that I know God's word.
而且我行道。
And I do God's command.
你要知道，圣经凡是讲到知道，就包括知跟行加在一起。
So in the Bible, whenever we say that we obey God, that means that to know and to do.
我再怎么被逼迫，再怎么苦，我不会。
However, I am persecuted, however difficult things are, I will not reject God's Lord's name.
好，我们来读希伯来书三章六节来，请。但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。好。
So in the book of Hebrews, it says that Jesus, he helped us. And then if we can have hope and have courage in Jesus' name, and then we can persist until the end. Then we are His family.
你要坚守圣经的真理。
So we have to uphold the truth in the Bible.
不妥协。
And we do not give in.
没有讨价还价的余地。
And you do not bargain.
神的话这样就是这样。
Whatever God says, you do it.
这是一个真正的基督徒。
And this is what a true Christian will do.
那可能为你为了坚守这个原则而受苦。
Sometimes you may suffer because of this principle.
你们知道台湾有个很有名的艺人叫寇乃馨。
We know that there is a well-known person in Taiwan. Her name is Kou Naixin.
她的爷爷就是寇世远，是牧师。
Her grandfather is a pastor.
她的叔叔叫寇少恩，也是牧师。
Her uncle is also a pastor.
她本来订婚的。
So this actress, she at one point she was engaged.
后来退婚。
However, that was cancelled.
因为男方要求她住在一起。
Because the fiancé wanted to live with her before marriage.
她说不可以，我得罪上帝。
She said that no, I will not do that because this is an offense to God.
她现在嫁给另外一个基督徒，我忘记她的名，她很有名的一个音乐家。
And then now she's actually married to a good Christian who is also a very well-known composer or musician.
我在那个布鲁克林的时候，我那个跟那个教会说，我坚持。不可以给同性恋成证婚，不可以，就是不可以。
So when I was in Brooklyn, I told the church that I insist that I will not officiate a marriage for homosexual people.
这个叫做遵守。
And that means that I obey God's word.
他说，我曾在那名叫称为拔摩的海岛上。
So John says that I have been in this island, Patmos Island.
你知道这个约翰？他在这个一个罗马皇帝叫杜米先的时候被逼迫，然后被放逐到这个岛上。
We know that John at that point he was persecuted by this Roman empire. His name is Domitian, and he put John on the island of Patmos.
这个岛上啊，这个小岛专门关一些犯人。
And this island is actually a prison.
就好像以前台湾有一个叫做立岛，你们听过吗？叫火烧岛。
And that's kind of the same as the island in Taiwan. It's like a green island, and it also is a prison that has a lot of criminals in there.
专门关一些政治犯。
Oh, actually, especially political criminals.
我曾经到那边去传福音。
And actually, I was there at that island once to spread the gospel.
他在坐牢的时候，耶稣让他看见的异象。
So John, when he was in prison. He saw this vision.
感谢主，写下了启示录。
And then the book of Revelations is actually from that vision.
因为他的受苦。
Because his suffering.
我们才知道说，哦，将来会发生什么事情。
We get to see the vision as well.
将来这个地球，这个世界会发生什么事情。
And we get to know what is going to happen in the future.
耶稣再来会发生什么事情。
And what's going to be like when Jesus comes again.
我们这里也学习到一个。
So from here, we also learn about something.
不管你是不是从神学院毕业的传道人牧师。
No matter you have been to a seminary, you're a pastor, you're a minister.
你不一定会受苦。
You may not suffer.
但是你为弟兄姐妹劳苦。
But you will labor.
让弟兄姐妹得好处。
Because you will labor for brothers and sisters, so that they can benefit.
你看，这是现在造的这个拔摩海岛啊。
So that's Patmos Island.
欢迎你们去观光哈。
Welcome to visit there.
再多给你们看一下啊。我不知道约翰在哪里关在哪里，不知道啊。
I don't know where exactly John was in prison.
他说主日，约翰说我被圣灵感动，听见很大的声音。
And here it says that in the Lord's day, I was in the spirit and I heard a loud voice.
我问各位。礼拜天叫什么日子
？So I want to ask you what Sunday also called.
礼拜天叫什么日子
？What is Sunday also called?
啊，怎么那么小声？再一次。
Louder, please.
英文叫什么
？What's in English?
所以这是主的日子，不是你的日子。
So this is the Lord's day, not your day.
有一次有一个弟兄，他到教会来。
One time, a brother came to church.
刚好牧师祝福完毕。
And it was right after the pastor's benediction.
啊，他牧师，对不起，我睡过头了。
He said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I overslept."
我就安慰他。
I comforted him.
至少你赶上阿门。
Said, "Well, at least you came in time for Amen."
所以以前我做一个工作，你知道吗？
Before I like to do one thing.
我礼拜六打电话给一些年轻人。
Saturday night, I would call some young people.
我做什么事？
What do I do?
睡觉了。
I tell them to go to sleep.
明天要做礼拜。
Because tomorrow you're gonna come to worship.
我要想一想，我不必要做这些事情。
But later I thought about it. I said, well, I don't really have to do this.
他心里如果渴慕，他主日就会来敬拜。
So if they really want to come to worship, they'll get ready for it.
七日的第一日，为什么我们现在做礼拜不在礼拜六而在礼拜天？因为七日的第一日，耶稣从死里复活。
Why is it that we worship the Lord on Sunday, not on Saturday? Because the first day of the week is Sunday, and that's when Jesus Christ resurrected.
So, 这一天我们要休息。
Therefore, this day we will rest.
我们要分别为圣的圣日。
We will set apart this day to be a holy day.
所以礼拜天又叫做安息日。
Therefore, Sunday is also a day of rest or Sabbath.
我们灵里安静休息。
In our spirit, we rest.
我们跟弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜主。
We worship our Lord together with brothers and sisters.
那么我们跟弟兄姐妹见面，彼此有很好的这个相交。
And then also we will have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们来读的，来，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Here in the book of Hebrews, it says that do not stop meeting, just like those who are used to stop meeting, because you have to encourage each other, and you know that the Lord is coming soon. So we even more, we have to continue to meet.
那日子就是耶稣快再来的时候。
So that day is coming. That means that Jesus' second coming is coming.
他说我被圣灵感动，就是我在灵里面。
Here it says that I am in the spirit.
有时候上帝他讲话的时候只有在灵里面人才听得见，其他人听不见。
Many times when the Lord is speaking to you, you will only hear it when you are in spirit.
我举一个例子，保罗到大马色路上的时候，
I'll give you an example. When Paul is on his way to Damascus,
耶稣向他显现，
Jesus revealed himself to him.
然后耶稣对他说话，
Jesus said to him,
他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
said Saul, Saul, why have you persecuted me?
我告诉你了，跟扫罗去的旁边的人都听不到，只有扫罗一个人听到。
Do you know all these people around him didn't hear that? Only Saul or Paul heard that.
有的时候，天使显现的时候，也只有那些属神的人能看得到。
Sometimes when the angels appear to talk to a person, only that person gets to see.
所以。他听见在我后面有大声音吹号。
So John heard that behind him has a loud voice like a trumpet.
你看哈，所以保罗说我讲到把圣灵所指教我的神的话讲解给弟兄姐妹听。
保罗说，
对。
So Apostle Paul, he said that when I say something to you, it's because the Holy Spirit gave me the words and then I pass it to you.
他说我听见在后面有大声音如吹号说。
And John says that I heard that there's a loud voice behind me, and it's just like a trumpet.
因为有重大的事情要宣告。
Because there's a very important thing that is going to be proclaimed.
就是耶稣基督指示约翰把将来要一成的事写下来。
That was because Jesus Christ, he gave the words to John, so that John he can write downthrough his vision, what's going to happen in the future.
所以念启示录、念圣经的人、念预言的人，他是有福的。
Therefore, for people who read the Bible, especially read the book of Revelation, they're blessed.
我们来读这段圣经来，来，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出上帝的话来。
Here it says that prophecies are never from the flesh, from human beings. It's only fromwhen the people are touched by the Holy Spirit, and they convey the words of the Lord to people.
我们知道有很多人假先知说假预言。
We know that there's many false prophets. They say false prophecies.
他们是异端，那不是从神来的。
But that's cult, because this is not from the Holy Spirit.
愿今天神的话祝福各位。
May you be blessed by God's words today.